What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What up, yo? We back on Needin' Unfiltered with myself, Kenyon Martin, and yours truly, Jada.
Your boy, Jada, Needin' Unfiltered, Kmart, what's good?
What's good, brother?
Ladies,
how you doing today, man?
World,
how you doing today,
good?
Brother? How you doing today, man? How you doing today, man?
You know, today's a special day for me. It's March 9th, the day Biggie was killed. Was actually my first time ever in Los Angeles, California. So you know, it holds a sacred place in my heart. That's why you see I got my little brother Cesar Leo with me. We got an event later tonight to celebrate, you know, represent his legacy.
See Cesar Leo. Yeah, what's good, huh?
Yeah, and he said, "What's up?" And we got to keep the legacy going. Shout out to Miss Wallace. Shout out to the whole estate. Shout out to the kids, CJ, Tiana, Faith, everybody. You know what I mean? And that's what we're doing. It happened to be fall right after and during NBA All-Star Weekend this year.
Yeah.
So it's turned out to be pretty cool.
All right. That's what's up, man.
You know?
So he's going. Y'all gonna continue to carry his legacy, like y'all have been. I know y'all will do, rightfully so.
Yep. Rest in peace, B.I.G. forever, baby.
Forever, baby. That's what's up. Yeah, man. So let's get started, man. This past weekend, you know, All-Star Weekend was this past weekend. How was that festivity, brother? I know you went down to the.
I'm still in
festivities.
Atlanta.
Oh, you're still in the A.
I'm still in the A. Yeah, I'm still here right now. It was a little weird. It felt different than it. I've been going to All-Star Weekend for the past 20 years, I'll say.
Yeah.
I'll say this one was, it wasn't no promotion. It wasn't no, you know, it felt different. It felt bland. Yeah.
Oh, it was.
But yeah, it felt
definitely
it felt
was different. It. Definitely was different.
Being in the city, it felt kind of bland. I seen on All Star Sunday, I seen people actually having big cookouts. They didn't care about this shit. So I'm like, damn, it's lost a little bit of the. Something is missing from this.
Because it wasn't a build-up. You know what I'm saying? Normally, it's a whole weekend of anticipation, of parties, of events, of a lot of different things going on. So when you just, like, other people were probably, like, during the week leading up to it, like, real people that's from Atlanta probably were doing things, but people coming to town to hang out, people normally come in town Wednesday, Thursday, catch a comedy show, do a few other things. I'm saying the Kenny Smith party didn't happen. So it was a lot of highlight events that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So it probably did seem bland. You know what I'm saying? I could only imagine, man.
It felt like that. No Kenny Smith party, no Jordan party, none of them big parties that we used to attend, you know, on this prestigious weekend. And you could really feel the absence. Like you could really feel they didn't really put nothing in the market and they didn't really, you know what I mean? It was total, a loud difference than any All-Star Weekend I've ever attended.
Yeah, because they were just trying to come down and make it about the game. You know what I'm saying? Like the NBA was just trying to make it about the game. Like they wasn't for all the extra festivities
and all that
stuff. You know what I'm saying? They just wanted to come down and put on the show, put on a good Sunday with the dunk contest and the 3-point and the skills challenge and then the game, you know what I'm saying? So I think that was their focus. So Yeah, like you said, it wasn't no advertising for a lot of stuff, man. So a lot of people probably didn't go. Yeah.
Yeah. Cramming it in like that is never gonna work. You know, I know they try to do pandemic.
Keep the tradition. Yeah,
They try to keep it right. They try to do what was best for the league and for the pandemic, you know, but
yeah,
I think they should just give them brothers a weekend off, man.
I got you. But yeah, it was for a good cause, though. You know what I'm saying? They did it for a good cause.
Black colleges, right?
Yeah.
No doubt. That's always a good thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Shout out to everybody that attended HBCU.
Team LeBron won a bunch of money for their cause. They won every quarter. So they put some money in. I don't know if their team was the United Negro College Fund or the other, but yeah, they made a lot of money for the boys. So, I mean, for the university. So that's what's
it's up, always man. A great thing.
Yeah. MVP of the All-Star game. Well, let's start at the beginning of the night. Skill challenge. Three-point contest.
Steph again, huh?
Yo, in the clutch though, like
crazy.
In the clutch,
it's crazy, man. Like, he gonna have so many of them. He gonna start giving them out.
Hey, he only got two though. Like the crazy
think
thing,
he some more. I
don't think he's gonna participate anymore.
I think he's gonna keep doing it as long as they keep asking. That's why he gonna have so many.
I'm with you. I can. He can go either way, man. But he's gonna probably give some of these young shooters a chance.
A chance, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he shoot the laces off that thing. And Mike Conley surprised the world. Like, Mike
could put it up, though. Mike got a good shot. Man, now a lot of people that was sleeping on him, they got this, you know.
Well, I was one of them. I ain't give him a chance in a three-point shootout. Like, Mike hell of a basketball player, but I ain't give him a chance in with some of them guns that was in there.
It's some quiet. It'd be some quiet guns around.
Yeah, definitely. And for him to be inserted into the All-Star game, 11 years in, making top dollar, first All-Star game. That was a good gesture by the league, putting him in the game. I'm saying I think that was cool. The dunk contest. What you think about the dunk contest?
Like I said, man, you got them events and them moments need the proper light, proper timing, and it can't be crammed in or rushed because the viewer can see that.
Yeah.
It was decent, I guess.
It was okay. I
ain't mad at it.
Yeah, the process was definitely different. The judging was definitely different. Judges suck, by the way, on some of them. Yeah, I know Cash is standing well. I thought he had a chance to win. I think his first dunk, he got gypped on his first dunk because he made it look so easy. So I think they didn't really – like, he made it look real easy. So I think he got gypped on
his first dunk. Ain't give him his just due,
Yeah, on his first dunk. And then the second dunk, it was a force. The Anthony Simons kid surprised me. Like, I didn't know I knew he could play. I didn't see him jump, have a few highlights during the game, but I didn't think he had – like that much get off the floor. You know what I'm saying?
He got that get on up in him.
Yeah. He don't weigh nothing for one.
That helps.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But he definitely surprised a lot of people at his height, being able to do what he did. It was different.
Now in the game.
Transition into the game.
Yeah.
What you think about the game?
I think they had a little fun. It was, we all know it's going to be a high scorer. Not a lot of D to the end. I think Giannis did what he came to do. It was 16 for 16 is amazing in any type of game.
3 for 3 from three is the most impressive stat in all of that.
3 for 3 from behind the arc.
You got ready to shoot the last. You got ready to shoot the last. And I don't know who the commentator was like, no.
Don't do it. I think he had fun though. He plays hard, but he has fun. It looks like he's always in good spirit, competitive spirit, but he looked like, you know, cool dude.
So let me ask you this. Did it look like he was pressing to get the MVP?
A little bit. It looked like he you know, Some dudes don't really. When from my experience of watching the All-Star game,
yeah,
dudes come out, they have fun, they're trying to get the crowd into it, they throw alleys and, you know, they doing some passes they wouldn't normally do. It seemed like he was very adamant about making all of them dunks and layups, and he wasn't really trying to miss. And
yeah, I think he was chasing always MVP. Watch.
Yeah, when you start off early and you going harder than everybody, that's you like, yo, he going for the MVP. And,
yeah, I didn't see a few guys in the past approach it the same way. Like, and you can tell, like, what's on their mind. Tell. Like I'm trying to get this MVP. So to add it to his mantle, you got two regular season MVPs, got an All-Star MVP. Now all he needs is a Finals MVP. He got defensive player of the year. Now all he needs is a Finals MVP. So I think
it's going to be the hardest one to get.
I agree. I definitely agree. It's definite. It's tough, man. Like it's tough, and it'll be like you'll get to the finals. You know, they just say if hypothetically they get to the finals, and Chris Middleton will come out and play out of his mind, or Drew Holiday will come play out of his mind.
Get crazy.
Like, and then he'll be over there looking like, damn, so we won it, and I'm a Drew Holiday, and they'll be like, ah, shit.
Team play, maybe you got to be for the cause, man.
Yeah, he is, but that'll definitely be.
That should have been a rib shot. You know that.
Yeah,
I heard him.
Yeah, definitely will. Yeah, definitely will.
He did all of them, then he get to the thing.
Yeah. Little disappointments for the All-Star game. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons couldn't play.
Yeah. That kind of hurt me a little bit, too, because Joel having a great year.
Yeah, but you got to know. Like, this is – from experience, you know they're gonna have a barber.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. You know that already. You know they're gonna have a barber.
That's a fact.
I understand you're trying to go to your guy, but that's tough, man.
That was stupid. He probably didn't want to play and did that on purpose because he should have knew what he thought that was.
Yeah, like both of y'all go to the same barber. Like both, like that's wicked.
Or maybe they just thought they was a little bit over the rules, the guidelines.
I guess, but when it comes to that contact trace, like, they contact tracing real. Like, league ain't messing around. Like, you ain't finna mess up this event. Like, you ain't gonna mess this event up. We didn't put all this money on for, like, nah. Like, because imagine they would have came down there and been around
and
the guys.
And then, all of them dudes. Come on, they would have messed up the second half of the season. Yeah, they would have messed up the second half of the season.
This would have been crazy. Like, dude, that's tragedy that was avoided, thankfully.
Looks like they go to the same barber off looking at their haircuts.
Yeah. I'm with you. other NBA news. Brooklyn Nets just got a little stronger.
Blake Griffin to the Nets. I like
that. What you think about it? You do?
I like that. I mean, they need all the help they can get.
Do they?
Because they need all of the rebounds and defense they could get. They don't need no more.
Well, Blake ain't doing neither one of those right now. Don't forget we had the conversation that he ain't been in the paint yet.
He haven't dunked the ball since 2019.
So therefore he ain't like that's a new allergy. Like, people develop shellfish allergies after a while.
You've been in them situations and seen dudes that's dogging it until they get on the team they want to play with.
He might be more motivated than he has been.
I can see that. That's all
I get you
know what I'm saying.
I get you that.
I think, you know, coming hopefully out there with this group of guys, you might see a little spark. I got him getting a dunk soon.
I hope so. First game. Over and under first game?
Over. I'm taking the over, man. Harden. Okay. James going to throw him a couple alleys. He's going to get him back touching the rim.
I'm with you. So he ain't going. So out here, I was putting together lineups for, like, for their potential closeout lineup, like, Blake at the five, KD at the four.
Mm-hmm.
Got Joe Harris, James and Kyrie. If Blake motivated to play, that's a hell of a five.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's a hell Blake of a gotta five, come, man.
He got to come with it, though. He can't. He got to come with it. I think he's going to be all right.
Yeah, well, hopefully he turned around, man. That's interesting situation, to say the least. Yeah, so and then now we got to see what happened with Andre Drummond. I'm saying in his situation.
That's who I thought they was going to get, but I knew that wasn't going to happen with them contracts.
Yeah, because like we said, the only way it could happen if they get bought out. Like, that's mm-hmm. the only way that either one of them dudes could have joined Brooklyn, like, for them to get bought out. Like, and because the numbers don't add up. So.
I'm getting nervous for Drummond, though. Wade.
You got to the 25th. You know what I'm saying? Trade deadline the 25th. You know what I'm saying? So they got till then to make whatever decision they're going to make or just let him sit over there and rot for the rest of the season. Which,
you think Boogie Cousins going to get picked up?
I hope so, man.
Yeah, I hope they pick my guy up also, man.
But it's just weird. Like, for them to guarantee him one day and the next day, like, for you to be gone, like, it's weird.
How does that work?
For you
How
not
does that
to
work?
Have a job. It must have been a mutual agreement. Like it had to have been a mutual agreement for it to happen that fast. Like, for them to guarantee, because he was signed on a non-guaranteed deal. Mm-hmm. They guaranteed him. Like, they picked up the rest of his remaining season salary. They guaranteed him. And then the next day he get released. So it must have been something in the making already, because it wasn't a lot of money that was on the table. Mm-hmm. It was signed for like 2.34, whatever it was. So it wasn't a whole lot of money on the table for them to like come to that agreement with. And then, you don't, in certain situations, you don't do that unless you got something else lined up already. But it ain't happened yet. So I don't know if they're waiting until after the break or whatever the case may be, but it ain't happened yet. And
you know, sometimes you got to wait to see where the other dudes go.
Yeah, it was two other bigs that people probably would go after first, and Drummond and Blake over mm-hmm. Boogie right now because of health reasons. But you ain't heard nothing, though. That's the thing. Like, we ain't heard no rumblings about anything him signing anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. I want my – they got to let him put Boogie Cousins back in the league, baby.
Yeah. I hope he get another shot, man, because it's like his situation is one of – like one of them ones were like that's gonna go down, that's gonna be talked about forever. Like he was literally, man, months away from signing a max deal.
That's crazy. I know.
Like,
let's just
think about it, man. Like you about to sign 200 plus, at least, and you get hurt, and then you trying to make it back. And then you go down again. That's a mentally draining.
Yeah, that's
situation,
man. I gotta be tough on the
thing. The physical part, you're gonna fight it. So the physical part, you're gonna fight whatever that is. But that mental, man, like I done had injuries. Like I haven't had in-game injuries and stuff like they have. Like I'm saying, like he had, but going under that knife and have to rehab and multiple times, like it's demoralizing, man. It's depressing.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Because you can't rely on nobody. Like, you can't rely on nobody else to do it or nobody to motivate you or, like, none of that shit.
You got to find it inside.
And it's every day. Like, that's the thing about it. Like, ain't no days off in rehab. Like, you playing, you get days off.
Yeah.
Like, there's no days. It might not be as much as you did the day before or the day before that.
Doing something.
You have to. So just imagine you doing that and then you come back and you got to repeat the same thing again. Like you out for 8, 9 months, 10 months. And you got to, then you come back, then you got to repeat the same process another 8, 9, 10 months.
See, that's what's ill, because you got to get strong and you got to get your mind strong.
Yeah.
You can give up. I know a lot of dudes be ready to give up.
Oh, it's easy, man.
That's like the easy part.
It's easy, not like, you know what, man, this shit hurt, bro. Like, rehab hurt. Like, people don't understand that shit. Like, going under that knife is one thing, but rehab hurts. Like, breaking scar tissue up, range of motion, like all that kind of shit, like
healing strengthening from the inside.
Strengthening, crazy. Like, yeah, all that. Like, I mean, I remember when I was telling people, like, when I came out of college, when I got hurt, tore the ligaments of my ankle, broke my leg.
I remember that.
I was numb, weight bearing for like 3 months, where I wasn't walking. Like, hell, I was in a cast, not a boot or nothing. I was in a cast on crutches, wheelchair for almost three months. So you build up scar tissue. Like, so my foot was stuck in the cast like this.
This, now you got to, the moving, so now you got to break it. Yeah.
And it's stuck. So now they got to put my foot in this machine to break the scar tissue up for me. Cause I can't do it by myself. Yeah. I'm just sitting in the machine. They strap my foot in. I'm just sitting there crying. Cause I ain't getting nothing. Cause I got to go through it. In order if I want to play, if I want to play again, I got to go through this shit.
That's ill.
So just imagine him doing that and then have to do that again. Then have to do it again. Like, it's, I feel for the dude, man. So get right, Boogie, man. The league needs you, man. The league miss you, brother. I'm saying.
You got real dudes like us that's cheering, that's rooting for you, Boogie.
You know what I'm talking about? In a positive note, Vanessa Bryant won her ruling against the helicopter company about the photos with the cops and all that,
the,
man.
The deputies,
let their names be released, like, and all that. The people that did need to be, man, held accountable for disrespecting that man and his family and her and everybody that was involved with it. So that's what's up, man. That's a good thing.
Anything to help her get her closure and help the family, you know what I mean, feel like that anything they want, they should be granted, especially as far as the preliminaries in that case go. So God bless her and the family. And you know what I mean, that's a win for us, the other side.
Definitely. The new Hall of Fame class was announced for 2021. I think they're going to do the 2020 class in April because of COVID, and then after that they're going to announce the people that got in for 2021 Hall of Fame class. I think Paul Pierce is in the new class, Chris Webber, Chris Bosh, Michael Cooper, Lauren Jackson, Ben
Doug
Wallace.
Collins.
Yes.
Big shot.
The Griffin. Big shot, baby. But the most important name on that list to me,
Coach Bob Huggins, huh?
You better know it. Listen.
No doubt.
Hey, well deserving, Coach. Like,
no doubt.
Like, I tell people all the time, like, the jersey says Cincinnati. I went to the University of Bob Huggins.
Ew. You know, I always be asking you about Coach Huggins.
Like,
how was he? I always ask Kenny Sack. I always ask all of y'all Cincinnati alumni, and y'all always say the same thing. Kiss, he was the illest, though. He was the and he looked like that, though. He looked like
love you dearly, man. Coached you hard, loved you hard. Like I tell people all the time, man, like I owe damn everything to Bob Huggins. Like he stuck in there with me when I didn't have too many people still believing in my ability because of my grades. So Bob Huggins stuck in there with me. When they gave him that dilemma at Cincinnati, either quit or we gonna fire you. That didn't sit well with me. I told him to take my jersey down off the rafters because without Bob Huggins, that jersey wouldn't have been up there.
Beat up there.
So, So Bob, like, hey, he know what it is. My guy, 100 grand. Every time we around each other, it's always that love, man. So I hope he gets in. He will eventually. I hope it's on the first shot, man. So
definitely.
Bob Huggins, baby.
Coach Huggins, you got this, baby.
It's some crazy shit. It was tough love, man. He just, like, practices was crazy. Somebody posted something the other day. It was on the basketball floor, but it was something like rugby. And I told people, I posted on the post, yeah, that's how Cincinnati practices used to be. And like, people got a kick out of it. Like, it was like, like, when had no fouls out of bounds at practice, kids?
Oh, man.
No fouls, no out of bounds.
What?
No fouls, no out of bounds. Prism gonna play hard. All the time.
That's Shawshank Redemption ball. No fouls, no out of bounds. It's great.
Pelican Bay, baby.
Pelican Bay shit.
You know what I'm saying? No, but it was like, play. It was for a reason though.
Like, it was making it tougher. It was getting
like during the game, you play through anything. Mm-hmm. So when the game start, like fouls, people all it don't matter. Like you play through anything. You play through fouls, you play through contact, you play through this, you play through that. Like if you hurt, you hurt. Like you better be hurt. Like I'm saying, like all this shit that go on these days, they was flopping and they get hit and they faking and holding their eye, right? Bob Huggins, listen, you holding your eye, you don't get back on defense with Bob Huggins. When you pull your hand down,
it better be your eyeball better be coming.
Your eyeball better be in your hand. The reason you didn't get your ass back on D, like for real, like, and he gonna take you out of the game. If not, like he gonna chew you out. You might not play again. So, yeah, shout out to Bob Huggins, man.
Definitely.
And this is to the next story that I'm gonna get into is to piggyback on that one, a little college basketball thing. Creighton's men's basketball coach Greg McDermott got suspended. Oh,
I'm glad you touching this topic. Yeah,
using the term plantation when talking about his players. And he's been suspended. A couple of players spoke out. They put together a video letting everyone know how they felt about the situation and the effects of those words. What's your take on it?
Crock of shit.
Yeah.
Because you put somebody else in that position, they're getting terminated.
Yeah.
Suspended. The whole team could do a 9-minute movie saying how much they loved another person and that wouldn't work. So that's the part of the world that we still got to get by because that's just not tolerated. That shouldn't be tolerated. And I think he's a damn good coach. And he probably, I can't say if he meant it or not, but you're old enough to know the choice of words. You've been a coach for a nice amount of years. You know how to talk to your kids. And you know it's just some lines you just don't cross.
And this, especially in this day and age. And this time.
And all this stuff going on right now, you're going to plantations? Come on, dog.
And as sensitive as people are these days, like with words that people use, you definitely have to.
That ain't.
You definitely got to be careful, man.
If it was another coach in that seat, it wouldn't have been no talk, okay? He would have been done.
He would have
been done. They don't care what the kids did, none of that. He would have been finished.
Yeah, so that's a tough one, man. Yeah, because I didn't been in situations where, like, of course, me playing for Hugs, I tell people all the time, like, call us everything except a nigga and a child of God, like everything in between. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like I come from a different era where I had to develop thick skin.
No, we got thick skin.
But using those words, like
words,
like I would see, and that's kind of the difference with this generation and our generation. Mm-hmm. And I could have went to Hugs and said something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have confronted Hugs in front of the team or in private. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's fucked up, Hugs. Like, no, you don't say that shit, dog. Like, no, you don't. He would have been like, what? Like, and I would have told him, he would be like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see?
Like, I wouldn't have had to tuck it and wait a month time lapse. Like, I wouldn't have had to do that. Our relationship and the dynamic, who our coach was that we could have came to, like, and been men and spoke up.
No doubt.
So, don't know if they tried to or they didn't, but it's damn sure like bad choice of words by the coach, man. So
horrible choice of words.
Oh yeah, this the kind of this the kind of deal that end you. I'm saying your whole thing. Well, I'm saying you'll never get another gig.
See, like this, how days. About this though? Being in the league, since how you think the guys on the Pacers? How you think the guys on his team? Like, where you think? You think they even touching that topic? Is anybody asking them, yo, how you feel, Dougie? How you think? You think your pops fucked up on this one or no?
Yeah,
somebody on the team.
Somebody might say something, but it's I don't know, man. It's just this like these young dudes, man. Like it ain't that kind of NBA no more, Kiss. Like, it's just like they read it, or they might not even know it's going on.
That's crazy.
Like, that's the crazy thing. Like, they might not even know that it happened. They so much in the, they TikToking and Instagramming and,
and you're right,
and all this other shit they doing. Like, they probably don't even know that it's going on. So,
and that's sad though.
Yeah, but it's definitely real, man. So we'll see what comes of it. And yeah, no, it should be interesting, man. Like, it's definitely a touchy situation.
That, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know I'm a sneakerhead.
Already. What you got for me?
They usually do, like I told you, All-Star Weekend this year, 2020, wasn't due to COVID. It was all of the things that usually happen, and the festivities were at a bare minimal. And if you watch the game, you've seen the players have jerseys that simulated the Indiana Pacers colors because the game was originally supposed to be there. But they did release a pair of Dunks, and I think it got a little NBA 3M logo on the back. So those are going to be some collectors that I was able to get. I was able to catch them out here in Atlanta. So, you know, happy. I'm happy for that.
All right. Speaking of sneakers, I saw LeBron had on some Virgil inspired Air Force Ones. That was, they were like a orange color.
Yeah, them yellow orange.
Yeah, they had them. Giannis had on some tie-dye. I don't know what them joints was, but they were a little funky. They were like rainbow color. James displayed some. Yeah, so now it's definitely a few pair of kicks came out, man.
Came out, yep.
Football, J.J. Watt.
Watt.
To the Arizona seen him go Cardinals.
Watt went to Arizona, and they asked him, and he said he really believes in Kyler Murray. I could respect that.
Yeah, because his quarterback leaving, so he ain't gonna have no. He wasn't gonna have no quarterback in Houston. So he like, shit, where the other bad black boy at?
Let me get over there.
Where the bad black boy at, man? Yeah, let me go join him because they got a chance now. I think they.
I know you happy. They paid Dak. They gave Dak the bag.
About time, man. I'm happy
about
for Dak,
time
man.
They gave him the bag.
Like, now he can concentrate on just his rehab, man, and getting better. So, if you're a Cowboys fan, hey, Dak.
Shout out to Dak. Shout out to his brothers, his whole staff, everybody that stood firm on, you know, him getting his just due and what he was worth.
That's what's up, man. I'm happy for him. Jerry, about time.
Salute to you, Jerry. You paid the man.
Now, Jerry, like, I need you to hire a GM. And so we can go pick some defensive backs and shit, because them bombs and stuff you've been picking lately ain't cutting it. Not cutting it. Music. What you think about the... So let me ask you this. So how many songs is an EP and how many songs is an LP? Like, what is it? Like, what...
EP is 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
LP is up to 10
okay.
or more.
So what was Drake joint he just dropped? What would that be considered, an EP?
He just dropped 3 songs. He just dropped a couple songs. You could call that an EP. He lit the world up. I think that was great marketing. Drake's one of the great marketers. And he was spitting his ass off on that Lemon Pepper freestyle.
Yeah.
Think he, you know, Drake's the like premier artist. He got everything works good for him, and he knows how to rap. No, for real.
He works good for him.
His marketing, he do good deals. He do great deals. He does ill marketing when he just drops shit like that.
Yeah.
And then to be in a position where he's at, he's still really rapping. He's not just trying to make them. He making chart toppers, but he can really rap. And that's why I fuck with him, because he can rap. Hey, I mean, none of the other shit. He can really rap. And that's at the end of the day, no matter how much accolades or how much money you get, if this is the field you in, you got to be able to rap.
Yeah, yeah, you got to be. Yeah, and he can, and he can, and
he do his thing.
And he can rap.
He can rap.
That's what. So, yeah, I saw like a few people posted like, yeah, like he that dude. So, you hear hate and different things go around like, man, he ain't right that, or he ain't that dude, or he ain't that, or he ain't this. Like,
you gotta hear that. You gotta have hate. And you gotta have hate, or you gotta have a, you know, it gotta be another side. The other sideline gotta be rooting against you that makes you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So far as
right.
So far as like writing or influencing or critiquing or giving ideas, like what is considered, like I think I know the answer to this, but
what is considered
ghostwriting? What is considered ghostwriting?
I'm gonna give you the whole thing. If we in the stool, me, you, the crew, drinking, we social, being social, boo, active, and we doing what we doing, I got a beat on, I'm working on something, and I come out and ask you opinion, or, you know, you're never supposed to have no yes men around and only people that's for the cause. So if you hear something like, nah, Kiss, how about try this like this, or say that. Yeah. That's help. But nowadays they got, here go the whole hard drive. Here you go, Kmart. Learn this. And you say it, and that's ghostwriting. When somebody give you the whole song, all you got to do is go in and put your just tone repeat on it. And that's considered a ghostwriter.
Okay. You know what I mean? So, because
you
I was
should
looking
have people
at,
around to help you out.
Yeah. Different ideas, different.
You
yeah,
be
yeah.
The people there for the cause.
I got you.
But to pass you a whole song, the hook, the ad libs, that's and you can't really call yourself a rapper if somebody gave you the whole thing.
Okay. So I was looking at some Saha the Prince little joints he was doing, some interviews he was doing, which I didn't know this because I'm not in the rap world, or I like music, of course, but I didn't know that Saha been like around Kanye for a while.
And you see, Kanye, Drake, Dr. Dre, Kanye, Puff, dudes like that, they got so much stuff going on. They need to find them somebody that could get them a pocket where you know what I mean? So
certain guys are exempt from certain things.
No, you
from certain critiques,
Don't really care. They don't really care about getting a ghostwriter.
So they can get a whole song and they be like, all right, cool, I'm going to go say it exactly how you wrote it.
Yeah, or they're going to say it. It don't even matter if you say it how you say it. If I wrote it, I'm still the writer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing with that is a lot of times people write stuff and they put a clause where you can't say nothing, or they don't want nobody to know. And that, to me, is the fuckery. Yeah. I write you a song, you don't want nobody to know I wrote it for you. What is that?
So are you still, if you wrote it, they don't want your name to go on the writing credit?
No, you're going to get your published.
If somebody pull an album up and writing credits on it, your name is going to be on there.
1,000,000%.
Okay.
But on this, say me and you talking on the podcast, they don't want you to mention it.
Got you.
Know what I mean?
You want people to go. If you're going to want to go find out,
you
got to go
find out on your own, you find out. But then don't say you wrote this for me. Just let it.
I got you.
I mean, so that's
bullshit. So there's a lot of hush shit going on out here.
Definitely.
A lot of hush music being made.
I respect those that don't, you know, Kanye going to get them some good writers, Puff, Dre. And then it's going to be some people that do that you don't hear about.
Yeah, because they're still doing it. So Saha was like, because he was asking, he was like, wherever Kanye got a house, they like, you got a house in Wyoming, right? He was like, Kanye got a house in Wyoming. He's like, wherever Kanye got a house at, I got a house at. I was like, damn. Yo, like Saha, that dude. Then he got to talking about He has some credits on Sicko Mode and this and a few songs on Travis Scott joint. I'm like, yo, like I like Saha. Like, I'm like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I'm starting to.
Selene, he out there eating, yeah. he eating under the table with y'all.
Like he eating. Like he but, really eating.
You know, and he look how long he probably been eating, and yeah. Nobody even knew that till he just
until he made his project. Like you then, until I mean? He said it then, but he had his own projects out.
By so, then,
you know, I think so I'm with it. No, I like Saha. Like I think he got a.
He got a clever way of
I'm saying delivering that thing, man. His tone, his cadence, like I like him.
Definitely get busy.
I like the joint on No Dope on Sundays joint. Like I think that joint is that joint is official. Like that's substance.
I went to a few pop-up shops out here too. That was dope. I had a cannabis event on Friday or Saturday. That was fire.
Yeah.
Al Harrington came through. Shout out to Viola.
Shout out
Freeway
to Viola.
Came through. It was actually Beanie Mac's birthday, Siegel. It was Siegel's birthday.
Mac
came through, celebrated his birthday. Some of my friends with some clothing brands, they did a pop-up shop, Paradise Garden.
Okay.
Fichette. Yeah, you know, just trying to help out the smaller. The smaller guys.
Man.
Yeah.
What's up?
So it's cool. Man. Yes, I definitely wasn't around a lot of people. I've been keeping my distance.
My partner sent me a picture the other day. Partner sent me a picture of someone like a party down in the A.
Oh, with Rowdy. I think the young dudes, they was in that dome. It was looked like
yes.
Damn freak. I was looking for COVID. Party. Yeah.
My partner asked me, I'm like, yeah, she over there with her titties out.
Yeah, COVID is definitely, she's definitely running out. She was in there with her titties out
twerking. Listen, you know what I'm saying?
COVID was in
there with a G-string. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, the least dressed possible that you can be in that
mom. Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Another edition of Need Nothing Filtered in the Books. March 9th. Rest easy, Big.
We're going to do it for BI tonight, y'all.
Yes, sir. Stay safe out here, brother.
Need Nothing Filtered. Definitely. I'll be back home tomorrow, so you know what it is.
And on the way out, let me hear it one time. Already.
You heard? Need Nothing Filtered.